obviously, we're overexcited here at Indiana University with the Fowl course officially opening this Monday. Long time coming, I need to tell you. I came here in 1989 as men's and women's assistant coach under Sam Carmichael. So I've been here a long time, and I've seen a lot. Our golf course, the old IU golf course, construction started in 1954. It opened in 1957, the year I was born, incidentally. Shortly after that, as the story goes, noted architect Robert Trent Jones, Sr., just finishing up Otter Creek Golf Course in Columbus at the time, came over to view the property after it opened. And they asked him what he would do different, if he could do anything different to that golf course. And he said simply, blow it up and start over again. And that's pretty much the golf course for its life. I was in love with our old golf course, a great piece of land, not a pretty poorly designed golf course, pretty poorly routed. It didn't show the qualities of Indiana University by any stretch of imagination. It didn't help our intercollegiate men's and women's golf teams. Now that has changed dramatically. Steve Smyers has designed a golf course, I think, both unique and extremely playable. It is not tricked up. I think everybody can play it within their capabilities, but if you try to overexceed your abilities, I think you're going to be in trouble. It, I think, not only offers an opportunity for everybody to play at all levels, but from an intercollegiate NCAA standpoint, I think it has a chance to be one of the top college courses in the country, no doubt about that. I've seen most of them. It's got a chance, and I think it's got a chance to be something very special in the Midwest and around the country. It is capable of holding any event, I think any event, from the lower level amateur junior events up to top professional events. So it's a wonderful golf course. Obviously, I'm probably biased, but I think when people come here and they get a chance to really, really explore, understand, and play the golf course, it's going to be a magnificent addition to Indiana University athletics.
Great. And then Coach Wallman, do you want to?
I'll definitely echo Coach Mayer's comments, although he's a little bit more seasoned than I am. He's spot on. The original golf course was a very uniquely built community golf course set for the time. It was built in the 50s when golf was just a different game than it is now. And I think it's really awesome that we have a great facility now that is built not only for today and today's level of play, but for the future of golf. And I agree with Coach Mayer in the fact that, you know, this has an opportunity to be one of the best college golf courses in the country. I think we could take that a step further that this golf course can quite possibly be not only one of the best in the state, but host a different levels of tournaments all the way from, your junior tournaments up to whatever level of professional events that could come here. So I'm extremely thrilled and humbled and just excited that there's this much support. You know, excited for the future of both men's and women's golf, as well as golf in general here. And,
from recruiting standpoint and certainly just the general feel for the program, what can a course like this mean to you?
You know, been probably kind of one of the mainstays of our recruiting pitch is that, you know, now we have a facility that is, you know, top of its class, that will give the players the opportunity to develop. I mean, you get an opportunity to play this golf course day in and day out. You can play it in a variety of different conditions. You can, you know, set it any way that you want. You can focus on any type of your game. And just having this facility available for the student athletes, as well as the public and everyone else. But I mean, you know, if we're talking recruiting, we're talking student athletes, and we're talking the opportunity to play a world-class golf course, which I believe it is, in any condition and with any focus that you want to put on it.
And pardon my ignorance on this. I know Purdue's got a couple courses that are right there on campus. How unusual is it to have a course within the close proximity of the campus like you guys now have and have had since the 50s?
Well, that's, from a recruiting standpoint, I mean, that's one of the things that's great. I mean, you know, we can tell the recruits that 5 minutes from the dorm is, you know, the IU golf course. I know that our golf course is uniquely situated. So the proximity from getting from class, strength, conditioning, your dorm, whatever, to here is you know, fairly small compared to other courses in the Big Ten and even nationally. So I think it's a huge benefit to the student athlete to be able to, you know, pop over even in between classes if they want to work on their short game, hit some range balls, work on their putting, chipping, whatever. That's certainly a big benefit from a time management perspective.
I'll jump in. It's already been major impact recruiting for men's golf. We have three recruits coming in next year, two of which are top 35 players in the country. We recruited them hard, and we beat out some Southern schools, Clemson, Texas, Alabama. You know, I just don't know if we could have got either of these young men without this golf course. It was a big, big part of the recruiting. It's a game changer, recruiting-wise. There's no question about that. From a time frame, time-wise, time is a very valuable commodity, and we are on the edge of campus, so the opportunities here are limitless. As far as input with Steve, I was out there with Steve a lot in the process. It's interesting. There's a major junior tournament at Merido right now, which is one of Steve Smyer's golf courses in Texas. We actually played a college event there. Perhaps the hardest golf course I've ever seen in some aspects, but Steve's vision was unbelievable. He kept saying, "Coach, here, this hole's going to go this way. It's going to look like this." And I said, I can't see it, Steve. I can't see that. And part of my problem was I just saw the old golf course. And he basically wiped the canvas clean and created a new golf course. And truthfully, I think he did a masterful job.
The course is very playable for all levels. I mean, what do you feel some challenges are on the course? I mean, is the 147 bunkers as large of a number as that seems to maybe some of us?
Yes, that's a large bunker. I do think, though, Steve, I do think it's going to be a challenge that way. I don't know about from our level, but yeah, even from our level. But I believe the forward tees play about 4,500 yards. If you want to play the tips, which I don't think you want to, it's about 7,900 and change, but there's everything in between. The challenge for the average golfer will be obviously to figure out a place they can play from and still enjoy the experience, because obviously you could play from a set of tees and maybe not enjoy the experience. But that being said, I do think he's created a golf course. There's every way to play the golf course. There's a way to play it. And if you play the correct tees, yeah, the bunkers, you may have to play around some bunkers. There's a lot of those things out there. There's a lot of fescue, but I do think it plays great from 5,200 yards or 7,700 yards or whatever you want to play. It's still going to be a challenge from whatever yardage you play it at. But I think he's created a golf course that allows you to find a sweet spot, and that may be the challenge, at least initially.
Mike, I'll jump in and, you know, kind of echo those same comments. I think, you know, when you're talking about players at different ability levels, you know, the way he's situated the tees, the way he's taking account the direction of the wind, the size of the greens, the whole thing. I think it's the challenge will be to have people choose the best set of tees for them and, you know, just play the game and enjoy the experience. I think it's a wonderful golf course from a variety of standpoints. And you know, I enjoy looking at the golf course from the front tees, and I think it's stunningly gorgeous from the back tees where the men's team plays. So, you know, it offers a huge variety, and I think the general public will really enjoy the experience of seeing, you know, this level of golf course.
The development of your teams on a golf course like this, is it going to be dramatic? Are you going to be able to actually develop players a little bit differently than you have in the past because of the challenges this golf course presents? I'd like both of you to answer that for your respective teams if you could.
Go ahead, Coach Wong.
You know, I think personally, you know, if I take off my golf coach hat and I put on my PGA professional hat, you know, I tend to think that golf is probably one of the worst taught and coached games out there, because, you know, we teach it on the range, we play it on the putting green, you know, you work on, you know, all those aspects with all sorts of piles of golf balls, but we really lose the in-game and situational teaching. And, you know, for us on the women's side, having a golf course of this caliber with this many options gives us a limitless amount of scenarios to work on. I mean, it can be anything from working on flighting the golf ball, working on distance wedges, you know, working on tee shots, playing a long course, playing a short course. I mean, it is limitless in what it offers us to do from a technical standpoint. And, you know, for me, as I'm very big with my team, I'm very big on situational management. I think that's a big thing at the collegiate level, especially on the women's side. And if you can manage a game better, you know, you'll ultimately score better. And having so many options with this golf course gives us the ability to go out and do that. And I think it's just an amazing product and an amazing facility that's, you know, is definitely going to produce hopefully great results for us.
Coach is spot on. When I retire, when that day comes, I've already started my book, and it is, I got the title Situational Golf. And what we have, a really, really nice short game facility for the team that we work at. But now our practice, our preparation will shift more from our short game facility to the actual golf course, which for development and preparation will change the game for us. It really will. The critique of college golf at the men's level, at least, is, and I've been fortunate, I was out on tour with Jeff Overton for a couple of years, traveling with him and teaching him. Our college golf courses are set up unbelievably difficult, from hole locations to conditions. The PGA Tour in some ways set up pretty benign. They set up the score. And the critique of college golf is we set up to be difficult. So we're going to be able to set this golf course up a little bit based on where we're going. If we're going to the Scarlet Course, Ohio State, or camping at Purdue. And I think we can set up harder than anybody else can. So we're not going to be intimidated going to some other golf course. So, and the development overall, situationally and shot making, I mean, it's a game changer. It just changes the world for us.
With the hacks that are coming on Thursday to play this golf course, how many dozen golf balls should we bring?
You know what, though, truthfully, and I've been fortunate enough to play a few times out there. And when I played 18 holes, I used one golf ball the whole way around. If you play within yourself, if you keep the golf ball in front of you, there is room to play golf. If you're reckless, like maybe I've seen you a couple times, then you might want to bring a couple extra balls.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, with the circumstances of the past couple of months, I know in most states golf has been able to remain open. I mean, have your athletes been able to participate mostly, whether they be at home? And if they are still in Bloomington or plan on coming back, I mean, are they able to play the foul course, maybe not in an organized way, but on their own time, you know, with social distancing guidelines and stuff like that in place?
I'll take it. Our student athletes have basically been gone since COVID-19 in early March. There are a couple of mines still on campus. Unfortunately, at this moment, all athletic facilities are still closed, which means our practice facilities and the foul course. We are hoping shortly after opening that changes, but that's a little bit more contingent on, you know, with the improving conditions of COVID-19. Obviously, safety is a priority of ours, so we want the safest possible environment for our student athletes, and we want them to be ready when they come back healthy and ready to compete. So we're hoping that they get out there. Fortunately, before this happened, we were out there early in the spring, both teams, and we got to use the course last fall. So we've played a lot of rounds on this golf course, this team has. So I think we know it, and we'll get at it. We'll get on it as soon as we can. So.
A lot has been made of the length of the golf course itself, but on average, just because I don't have any good guess, from a men's perspective and the women's perspective, what length will the course be played when they play Big Ten tournaments and home field games?
You know, when we set the golf course, you know, and I was asked this question earlier in the week, you know, kind of a variety or version of this question. One of the things that we try to do to set the golf course up is make sure that a person is hitting pretty much all of their different clubs. That way, you know, it's not a course where you're hitting wedge in all the time or hybrid in all the time. You've got a nice mix of clubs. So when we set the golf course, you know, we take into account, you know, like what's the weather going to look like for this event specifically, which way is the wind going? How does that relate to, you know, for example, the size of the greens? And then we kind of work backwards You know, there are certain greens on the golf course that are designed to, you know, hold a lower iron. There's certain greens that have a lot more room that you can have something a little bit longer in there. So with that being said, that's kind of the philosophy, at least from our end, to setting up the golf course fairly. And that's generally going to be somewhere for us around 6,000 yards, maybe a touch longer, just depending on weather and wind conditions. And also time of year, going to look a lot different if we do something in October than it would in early April, just because of ground conditions. And even that number, I mean, I could see it even going maybe a touch under 6,000 in a wetter, you know, colder environment, because, you know, we want to set it up so that it's fair enough for people to score while being challenging enough to weed out the best players.
Is that similar yardage to what you played on the older course?
For the most part, yes. But it's actually, we played the old course maybe a touch longer. But, you know, this course, you know, with the number of bunkers and things, you know, it's plenty challenging from 6,000 yards. I mean, there's plenty of challenges. There's not much like standing on the 18th hole. We play it as a par four. I don't know. I think the guys played as par four too, you know, but we're hitting in, you know, like a, you know, for the girls, they're hitting in somewhere between 5 and 7 iron into a slightly elevated green with all those bunkers and stuff around. So it becomes much more challenging.
Yeah, Todd, from the men's side, yeah, the weather, the time of year of the event, we actually have an event scheduled at the Foul Course, the Hoosier Collegiate, September 5th and 6th. I suspect we'll play it somewhere around 7,400, maybe a tad shorter. I mean, if it's dry and warm, maybe a tad longer. But the beauty will be there are so many. I think there are 6 par fours out there that can play 500 yards. Now, will we play them 500 yards as a par four? Probably not all 6, but maybe 1 or 2 of them. These kids hit the ball a long way. The 14th hole is a prime example. I think at about 470 from the back, we may play it 470 one day and 320 the next, as a drivable par four. And this golf course gives you those options as virtually every hole. From the first hole, it can be a two-shot par five, but from 630 yards, it's probably not a two-shot par five. The flexibility we have on this golf course, I mean, you could play it 100 times and never play it the same way. I mean, you really can, which is very, very unique. And, you know, we'll see. We'll get a good feel of that first tournament on how to set it up. And you want to set it up fairly. I want good scores. Our low score out here right now from this happened in the fall is 67. We have 367s from about 72 to 7,300 yards. So that's, you know, we might sneak it past 7,400 occasionally, definitely in practice, but the opportunities are limitless. Yeah, we played Wolf Run a number of times, and I played there a number of times back when Jack Lear opened it up originally, then the Burton family had it. We actually hosted the Wolf Run Intercollegiate for 8, 9, 10 years there. Indiana University hosted it. So I'm extremely familiar with that golf course. And interestingly, Steve and I talked a lot about it. He calls the Foul Course Wolf Run on steroids. If you've ever played Wolf Run, that might get your attention in itself. But there are some similarities, no question about that. I actually think our golf course is a little more playable. Wolf Run always intimidated me. I think there's a little bit more room off the tee here, and the fairways are a little bit more generous. You're exactly right. The bunkers, the placing, and the look of the bunkers is reminiscent to Wolf Run.
I would totally agree with Coach Mayer on that one. I mean, Wolf Run, I mean, the first time I played it is just very visually intimidating. I think our golf course here is much more generous off the tee. I would agree with you, Coach. I think it's much more playable off the tee, and it's just not as visually intimidating. However, you know, you hit a squirrely shot or two and you got to hit it over some bunkers, there's going to be some challenges there. We've already, you know, kind of shifting gears to the second part of your question, you know, we're hosting as well in the fall and in the spring, and we've already had an amazing turnout for our spring event 2020 or 2021, excuse me, you know, from the entire Big Ten. So it's really exciting. I think, you know, as the word gets out, as you say, as people talk about the golf course and the quality of the events that Indiana University puts on, you know, I think we'll have a lot of demand to get into our events.